That's the Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Good day, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful Monday, May 13, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I've got a great show lineup for you today. We're going to be discussing the five skills you need to pursue your dreams. As you know, and for those of you that are new to the show, all during the month of April and May, our theme has been Dare to Dream. You see, ladies, millions of women around the world are having major breakthroughs in discovering their purpose and their talent. Women are realizing that it's so important to be accomplished in life. And what does that mean? It means that you have taken to action and actually started implementing the things that are most important to you. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Also included in our show lineup, I'm going to be sharing information about our next teleclass at Women About Biz. And I've got a great book excerpt for you from the book Letting Go of Your Bananas. Now, this is one of my all-time favorite books. It's a short book by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, and I'll be explaining the concept of what bananas means as it pertains to this particular book. Very, very interesting. And of course, we're going to have a discussion topic today. I want to thank everyone from last Monday who so wonderfully participated in our discussion of pursuing your dreams. I really, really appreciate that. And we're going to have a discussion topic today as well. And what we're going to be discussing today, and I'm hoping that all of you will want to press star one again and participate in that, what we're going to be discussing today is this. If you had just $500,000, what would you do with it? What are the top three things that you would do if you had $500,000, $500,000, $500K? What would you do? I want you to think about that. And you get to do whatever you want to do with this $500,000. And you don't have to tell us how you're going to spend it right down to the penny. But, of course, we all know that many of us would pay off bills and get out of debt and those kinds of things. But I want to know, how would you use it to pursue your dreams if you had $500,000, okay? So I'm going to give you $500,000 today, everybody on the call. And you now have this $500,000. Get excited because you get to pursue your dreams with this $500,000. What would you do with it? Okay? Think about that. And as you're thinking about that, I'm going to go ahead and also make some announcements and just share with you some of the things that are happening over at WomenAboutBiz.com. Well, the first thing that you need to know is that we have a wonderful, wonderful workshop coming up over at WomenAboutBiz.com, How to Focus on Making Money, coming up this Wednesday, May 15th at 12 noon. Now, many of you are already in business, but I think that this teleclass is still pertinent to you as well. You know, if you're not generating the income that you would like, or if you feel like you've been spinning your wheels and wasting time with certain business opportunities, and if you're really interested in finding out how to focus better and to focus on what makes you that money, then I want to encourage you to go ahead and register for this teleclass, again, coming up on this Wednesday during our Lunch and Learn series at 12 noon Eastern time. Here's some of the things that I'm going to be sharing with you. The five mistakes women make in choosing a business opportunity, the mindset you need to see right now money, getting you out of the way, which is, you know, it sounds so simple, but sometimes we just really have to learn to get ourselves out of the way. And also, it's all about the lifestyle you want. I'll be talking about how to live that lifestyle. And then working smarter, not harder. And this is something as women that we've got to learn to do better. And then learning about the new rich, which is something that is a new term that you may hear from time to time. But I'm going to be talking about that. This new rich, this new type of new rich society that's coming up in the 21st century isn't really wanting to stay glued to a desk or work that 9-to-5 job, but they're wanting the same results, but wanting to figure out how to do it without all of the extra hard work. We all know that we have to work at things, but the new rich, they have truly learned to work smarter and not harder. So we're going to be talking about that. And, of course, this particular teleclass is going to come with a really nice handout along with worksheets that you'll be able to use and follow along with. So I want to encourage you to go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse over events and click on that, and then from there you should be able to see how to register for the teleclass, how to focus on making money. Again, I want to thank everybody who attended the Power of Follow-Up teleclass. We did sell out on that teleclass. It was absolutely awesome. I got some great feedback again from it. And I am just excited because I'm learning new things about the Power of Follow-Up that I'll be continuously sharing with you, the listening audience, and also at womenaboutbiz.com. It is 12:06 after the hour, and I want to thank all of you who have dialed in to the show today. Again, we are going to be talking about a little bit later on 5 skills that you need to pursue your dreams. You know, I have had a couple of people to ask me in chat discussion online, Trina, this is the first time I noticed that you have did a theme for 2 months. Normally you change your themes up. Well, that's because I believe that this particular thing, Daring to Dream, really deserves the 2 months. There's just so many subtopics in the theme, Dare to Dream, and there are so many things that we as women really need to learn more about in discovering our dreams, pursuing them, and making things happen sooner than later, don't you think? I want to quickly just go over with you what I had discussed back on April the 29th, because I talk about the truth about fear and procrastination, and I just want to go over some of the things that I talked about in reference to fear. You see, fear continues to be probably like the number one thing that women say is holding them back as to why they aren't accomplishing their dreams and goals. But I want to let you know, ladies, that sometimes fear in and of itself can be an excuse, and we're so ready to roll fear off of our tongue, and we're so willing to say fear that we have to realize that that is something that we have got to get a grip on. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later again as we discuss our topic later on, 5 skills you need to pursue your dreams. So I hope that those of you who are listening, you have your pen and your notepad in hand because it's going to be a really good show today with timely information that you will be able to put to use right away. But right now, I do want to share with you what I had shared back on an earlier show, April 29th show, about truth about fear and procrastination. So I'm going to give you the 5 things that I felt really are truthful about these topics, fear and procrastination, because they work hand in hand. Here's number one. Mindset matters, okay? And one of the things that I have learned about fear and individuals who share it with me that they have fear is that a lot of the times our mindset is not prepared to move forward. We have made a habit out of being fearful, and we have made a habit out of thinking negatively. And so as a result, our mindset is really not where it needs to be, and we have to make some changes in that mindset. The one thing that I do want to let you know, and I believe this, and I'm telling you this from firsthand experience, that a lot of the things that we deal with in adult life, of course, stem from our childhood. They stem from our teenage years, our early adult years, based on mistakes that we made, failures, the environments that we were in, things that people said to us, all these things, before we're actually mature enough to handle them, all of these things really set an imprint on our subconscious mind, and they cause us, okay, to really develop a habit of playing into those fears or into those negative experiences that may have happened to us when we were children or early adults. And as a result, believe it or not, those same habits are still wreaking havoc on our lives. So you need to understand that when you start wanting to make things different in your life, there are a lot of things that are going to occur that you will wonder, how did they come out of the closet like that? How did those things all of a sudden start popping up? Have you ever tried to do some wonderful, positive things in your life, and before you knew it, all of these things happen? You may get sick. All of a sudden, you've got all of these issues or problems going on with your family or with friends, or your computer breaks down. I've had a lot of people to share that with me. Well, again, one of the things that we have to pay attention to about mindset, okay, is that when you try to change your mindset, your subconscious mind is going to fight you tooth and nail. Yes, your subconscious mind that lies and resides right in the same mental system that your conscious mind does really acts as an independent zone right in your body. And it will fight you tooth and nail about a lot of things that you want to do in life. And so one of the things that you have to do is you have to really set what I call a success foundation in your mindset. You have to start practicing, okay? You have to start practicing to have a positive mindset. Now, that's going to require you to get rid of some people, places, and things, okay? It's going to require you to remove yourself out of some environments. It's going to require you to do some repetitive things, some affirmations. It might require you to sit with a coach to work on accountability and making commitments to yourself. And it's going to require you to believe in yourself in such a way that it causes you to take swift and immediate action, and I call that having unshakable faith in yourself. So that's number one about truth. Truth about fear and procrastination. Number two is unwillingness to change habits that are working against you. People who have fear and people who procrastinate, you know, there is an unwillingness sometimes to make those necessary changes in your habits that are working against you. So you also have to be willing to ride the difficulty and sometimes the overwhelmness of changing your habits. It's not easy, but if it's something that you truly want in pursuing your dreams, you're going to be willing to do it, okay? And number three is taking action is the only cure. You know, we can talk a whole lot about fear and procrastination and all of the little nuances and different things that cause it, but at the end of the day, taking action is the only cure, and I have basically out of my own life know that from a lot of the things that I had fear about, it was only when I made a decision to go ahead and do it anyway that I realized I didn't have anything to fear in the first place. So taking action, ladies, really is the only cure. Number four in the truth about fear and procrastination is a lot of women are scared of being successful. Now, sometimes this does stem from our childhood, okay? I can remember when I was a little girl, and I found the conversations that my mom was having with her friends more interesting than playing outside or looking at television sometimes. And I would try to interject, and I would want to ask questions, and my mom would tell me, no. This is a grown-up conversation, and it's not for children. You need to go outside. You need to go sit down. And many of you may be shaking your head saying, I can remember my parent telling me that. My mom didn't do that often, but when she did, I can remember it used to make me feel sad, as though what I had to say was not very, very important. And I can remember that it conditioned me for a very long time not to really want to discuss things, even if I found them to be very, very interesting when I was a child. And, of course, that can play into your adult life. And what does that have to do with scared of being successful? Well, success is all about you wanting to take action on whatever it is that you want out of life. And sometimes if you have had a parent to say, don't do this or don't do that, or you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that, too much to the point of where it holds you back, then sometimes as an adult, we can also get scared and we don't want to take chances because that ability to take chances and take risk and move forward has kind of been crushed a little bit. And sometimes it's been crushed a whole lot. So what you need to understand about scared of being successful is that the only thing that will help you to move past that particular type of fear when you're scared of being successful is to really do the opposite and let yourself know that I might fail in this, but it's okay. I'm going to move forward anyway. I'm going to take chances anyway because my goal is to pursue and to know that I can take action on my dreams. I can take action on things that I have a passion about, and I'm not so much worried about whether I will fail as much as I will take the action, the initiation to do what it is that I want to do. And then, of course, number five, as we talk about the truth about fear and procrastination, is that a lot of people are afraid to confirm that they need to make a change. And so confirming that you need to make a change sooner than later is just something very, very important. Changing for women is often scary. A lot of people don't like to change, especially when they are so comfortable in their zone. But I'm here to tell you again that if you want to pursue your dream, and if you want fear and procrastination to get out of your life, if you want to eliminate it, if you want to rid yourself of it, then you have got to make a commitment to change. You've got to make a commitment that it's okay to fail, but the problem is not in the failure. The problem is in not taking action. The problem is in you allowing yourself to just, you know, what we say, simmer in your own fear and procrastination. That's the problem. So I bring this up because the topic that we're going to be talking about today, five skills that you need to pursue your dreams and goals, really have a lot to do with fear and procrastination and getting rid of it and eliminating it. And you have to be willing to really, really change. So we're going to be discussing that in just a little bit. It is 12:17 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, I have that all-important question to ask you, as I ask on every single Monday. Have you given yourself the one-hour gift? Have you given yourself the one-hour gift? We're going to do something a little bit different today. The first thing I want to know for those of you that are listening is, have you actually been going over these questions since I've been talking about them for like the last 5 months? There are five questions that you have to ask yourself daily. And so what I'm going to do is I want to open up the lines to really discuss giving yourself the one-hour gift and why it's so important. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, what is the one-hour gift? Well, it is taking at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. And there are five questions that you should ask yourself every day to basically just kind of jumpstart or catapult you into really brainstorming and strategizing and looking at what it is that you need to do on a daily basis to help yourself along with your success journey. Question number one is, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? What results would I like to see in my life and business today? If anyone would like to chime in and actually answer that question live over the air, just simply press star one. Simply press star one. I'm going to share with you what I would like to see in my life and business today. I am in the process of making some changes to the Women About Biz website. So I personally would like to see myself have a complete outline of what those changes are going to be. And then I also definitely know that I want to speak to five people that I don't know, but I want to let them know who I am and what I do. And I'm going to find those five people from the internet. I'm going to find them from my Facebook page, my LinkedIn page, and I am going to communicate with them first via email, requesting a connection call with them, and then hopefully getting an opportunity to schedule those connection calls. So that's going to be very important for me today. And then also I want to take today an hour of time out to really just walk outside and walk around and enjoy the sunshine, because it's really pretty here right now in Atlanta. It's been raining a lot, but we have a sunny day today. So I want to just enjoy the sunshine, and that's all a part of enjoying life. What about you? What is it that you would like to see in your life today? And while I am waiting on individuals who might want to press star one to share with us, I'll move on to number two. Have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? How many of you have actually reviewed your calendar and your schedule? I have. I've looked at it. I know what I've got to do today. And I've actually eliminated a few things based on the fact that they really didn't pertain or they're not going to help me accomplish my goals for the week. So that's a good thing. Number three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Now, this is very, very important. I just told you guys that I eliminated a few activities on my schedule today. Why did I do that? Because it didn't pertain to me accomplishing my goals for the week. Now, does that mean that whatever it was that I eliminated, I'm never going to do? No, but what I did was I basically deprioritized it and put it back on a to-do list because I realized that it wasn't something that was in priority for me. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? And that's so very, very important. Ladies, you know, one of the things I can honestly say about the Power of Follow-Up teleclass that we have been doing is that everyone has agreed that follow-up is definitely a key to your success. It's not just a key, but it's probably like one of the top three keys to being successful in life and business. And so, again, I want to encourage you to think about who you need to follow up with today. Did someone offer you anything? Did you offer someone anything? Are you in direct sales? Do you need to follow up with individuals who you've offered an opportunity to? Did you hand some information out and haven't followed up to find out if the person was interested in it or not? These are the things that you need to take care of today. Number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? This is just such an all-important question. A lot of people are afraid to ask themselves this question, but I'm here to tell you that for business owners, marketing is the number one priority key in being successful. You've got to become an expert in learning what is necessary to market your business efficiently and effectively. And so if you have not been seeing results in your marketing, then you know it's time to go to the drawing board and actually start figuring out what changes you need to make, who do you need to talk to as far as a professional or expert to help you market your business more successfully. And there you have it, ladies, the five questions that you need to ask yourself daily. And, of course, if any of you have questions for me about this one-hour gift exercise, please go ahead and press star one now. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you may have about doing this on a daily basis. As you know, I bring this topic up every Monday because I think it's so necessary for us to remember how important repetition is, something that we need to do every day for ourselves. You are going to see results. Now, I've had some people to say, well, you know, Trina, I'm not able to ask myself all of these questions every day, or what if I get the same answers day after day? Well, if you get the same answers day after day and you're satisfied with those answers, that's one thing, okay? You still need to keep asking. But if you're getting different answers every day and you're not satisfied with those answers, or if you're getting the same answers and you're not satisfied, well, what does that tell you, ladies? It means that you need to make some changes. And if you're unsure about how to make those changes, of course, I've offered this so many times, but you're welcome to schedule a free Power Talk session with me. And we can brainstorm together over these questions, and you can share with me what your concerns are about this particular question or these particular questions. So, again, to schedule that Power Talk, you just simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and then you're going to hold your mouse over Coaching Center in the top red menu bar. And when you get on that page, just look in the right-hand column, and you'll see Schedule Power Talk. You know, the one thing that I find that's very, very interesting, and I was sharing this with another associate of mine, and we were just talking about being coaches and being consultants and helping people or what have you. The one thing we both agreed on is that you cannot care more about someone else's business than they care about it. It's impossible. You know, sometimes as a business coach, I want so much for my clients. But if my clients aren't willing to drink the water from the well, even though I dig it up and push it right there in front of them, it's very difficult sometimes for me as a coach because I want that person to be successful and I want them to see the error of their ways or I want them to take action. But here's the thing. As your coach, because even though I may not have spoken to you one-on-one or personally, you've probably been listening to this radio show quite often. But even as your coach, I want you to understand that I can't help you if you don't schedule that Power Talk. And if I'm giving you something that's of value and you don't take action on it, then guess what? That's on you, absolutely. Just listening to Successful Woman Radio and not taking advice or not taking action on a lot of the things that we have on the show, it's not a good thing because it means that you've conditioned yourself to listening about positive things that you can do to change your life, but it means that you're kind of unwilling to make the changes. So, ladies, I want you to understand that that's okay if you have some fears about making those changes, but what you need to understand is that there are people out there that want to help. And so you have to take the first step. And so if there's anything about the five daily questions you should ask yourself that has been concerning you, or if you realize that your marketing is not where it needs to be or that you don't even have a marketing plan, that maybe that's the whole problem, then go ahead and give me a call. I may not have all of the answers, but I probably know people that you need to talk to. So, again, go to womenaboutbiz.com, and then when you click on Coaching Center, look over in the right-hand column when you land in the Coaching Center, and you'll see Schedule Power Talk. It is 12:27 after the hour, and for those of you that are listening, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio. Well, it's a good time right now to flash over and dial the number of a family member, a friend, an associate, someone that you know needs motivation, needs encouragement, because we, in just a little bit, are going to be talking about five skills that you need to pursue your dreams, your goals. And I think that you guys are really going to enjoy this segment. Now, in the meantime, while people are dialing and letting other people know, I asked you a question earlier. I basically gave you a discussion topic, and I truly hope that many of you, like on last Monday, will want to go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad and really discuss this topic. If you were given $500,000, how would you use that to pursue your dreams, your goals? What would you do with it? If you were given $500,000. So what I want you guys to just really visualize right now is that you have $500,000 cash. Now, tell me, what would you be doing with it? Now, I don't want to hear the usual answer, I'm going to pay off debt, I'm going to pay my bills down, because we all know that that's kind of like a given that we're going to try to get ourselves out of debt, right? I hope so. But how would you use it to pursue your dreams? Well, go ahead right now and press star 1. Go ahead right now and press star 1 on your keyboard. And for doing that, I have a surprise for you. I'll be announcing an e-book surprise for you that I'm going to give away to those people that are willing to press star one on their keyboard. Again, this is a really good time to go ahead and have people to dial in into the show. If you guys are online, if you could just give a blast out with the show number, which is 347-637-2589. Again, the show number is 347-637-2589. You can let everyone know, listen to Successful Woman Radio now. Again, 347-637-2589. Now, you guys have heard me talk time and time again about the book E-Myth Revised. As a matter of fact, I always talk to you guys about the fact that this book is the business Bible for small business owners, which is true. It's an excellent book. Well, what I have is a E-Myth Revised summary that is an excellent summary, and I'm not saying use this in lieu of buying the book, but if you want to understand it, it helps you to understand it more. So it's a good companion guide for the book E-Myth, and so again, you're going to get a copy of that today simply by pressing star one on your phone keypad and sharing with us what would you do with $500,000 to pursue your dreams and your goals. Now, I personally, I don't even need $500,000 to pursue my dreams and goals. I don't even think I need $10,000. You know, I pretty much think that what I would do with that $500,000 is, number one, is I really would want to go ahead and hire a public relations manager, someone to really help me get the word out there and better brand myself. I know that I would use some of the money for that. I think I would also, hand in hand, hire a marketing consultant as well to help with the branding, but to help me with day-to-day activities in marketing. I probably would do that. And then, of course, I would also work on some wonderful promotional materials that I could use to pass out. I think I would really like to do that. And, oh, I really would use the money to also draw in an incredible speaker that I would love to put in front of thousands of women to inspire them, somebody like Oprah or Maya Angelou or, you know, someone that would really just leave us in awe of all of the inspiration that we would receive. So that's kind of like some of the things that I would do with the $500,000. Oh, and one last thing that I would do also is I think I would want to go ahead, one of my dreams is to set up grants on the Women About Biz website. I would want to set up a grant foundation where we would give women grants anywhere from $500 to $5,000 to help them to pursue their business goals. So those are some of the things that I would do. What would you do? Go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad now. I see that we have a caller. Caller whose last four is 8897. Give us your name and the city you're calling from, and then go ahead and let us know what would you do.
Hi, this is Cynthia. How are you doing, Trina?
From Milwaukee. Hi, Cynthia. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. We're finally having some beautiful weather here. This is really a valuable question because it puts us on the mark. Even if we don't even have the money, it gives us goals.
Exactly.
But what I would do, I would buy a studio to manufacture my aprons and hire about four or five seamstresses to do it. And I would also hire a marketing consultant. I would pay my fee to big trade shows like bridal trade shows so my product could be seen. And I would make high quality videos of my little factory so people could see what's actually going on and how I purchased the product. Also I would just hire a consultant to help me to develop products that relate to the business. So that's basically
See, and there you go. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, hold on to that because you're going to find out something very interesting. And congratulations because you've got an e-copy of E-Myth Revised. I'll be sending that to you, Cynthia, via email later today, okay?
And thank you for all your inspiration. I mean, you are worth $100 trillion with what you give us on this program.
Oh, thank you so much. That's such a blessing to hear that. I've needed that today. Thank you, Cynthia.
Okay, keep up the good work.
Okay, wonderful. And that was Cynthia, and she shared, you know, what she would do with her $500,000. And again, the question is for our discussion topic, you have $500,000. How would you use that to pursue your dream and goals? Okay, next we have caller whose last four is 6155. You're live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from, and then proceed with your comment.
Good morning, Trina.
Good morning.
This is Carolyn Madden with Reflections Embroidery and Gifts out of North Decatur Mall out of Decatur, Georgia.
Wonderful. And how are you today, Carolyn?
I'm fine. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Wonderful. Now, what would you do, Carolyn, with your $500,000?
If I had $500,000, as with my business now, I would go and hire a team of professional embroiderers for my business. I would open up a outside factory that I would mass produce a lot of the items that I have in my store. That way, have to work here in the store. I would have someone outside the store producing the things for the store. I also would hire, a marketing director or firm, or someone that would market my business globally, especially. And I would also hire someone that would manage my online business. I don't have someone to manage that. But I would also definitely have someone to take full control of the online business, because I think that would be a great asset for my company by having someone out there to manage that. And I also would open up a second location.
Okay.
And I would probably not do it in Georgia, but out of state I would.
There you go. So see, and that's wonderful to hear. You know, and it just comes, and it's easy when you look at it and you say, okay, I have $500,000. What can I do with all of this? And it was easier, wasn't it, for you to just know exactly what you wanted to do?
Well, that's what I would love to do.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn, for sharing. And you too have a copy of E-Myth Revised via an e-book format, and you'll get that in your email later today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We still have room for a few others. If you would like to share with us what you will do with $500,000 to pursue your dreams and goals, just press *1 on your phone keypad, and, of course, you'll get your free copy in your email today of E-Myth Revisited. And this is actually going to be the summary. So it serves as a companion to the book E-Myth, but it's very valuable. I see that we have someone on 5352. You are live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, good morning, Trina. This is Takesha Byers calling from Fort Lauderdale, and I'm with BMW, Black Motivated Women Network.
Wonderful. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Unbelievable.
I enjoyed talking with you and learning about your group.
Thank you. That was actually my partner, Connie Moss.
I'm
her partner. I'm her partner, Takesha Vines. One thing that we always talk about is actually having an office, not only an office, but actually having a plaza where we can have different offices for our clients to come to for anything that they may need. Definitely invest in marketing. Like you said, it's very important to market, so we'll definitely invest the money to market our business, because the way you put your business out there, you see the good results when you actually put in good marketing skills. And definitely invest money to make more money, of course.
Yes. Definitely so. And that's a good idea, to have something to where a central location to where women could come and get various types of help. That's very, very important. I am excited, you know, as I said before, I'm excited to learn about your group's your group, because more and more women need to be reaching out to one another and helping one another.
Yes, of course.
Well, thank you so much. Now, I'll be calling you so that we can get your email to go ahead and get your free copy of E-Myth Revisited, the Summary Companion Guide, okay?
Okay, no problem. It's always a pleasure to be online with you every Monday.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And, of course, ladies, you know, you've been hearing some of our listeners talk about what it is that they would like to use $500,000 for, and it's just important for us. Sometimes if you feel that you're stuck and you can't brainstorm and you can't figure out what you need to do for your business, put a monetary value to it and just say, I have $1 million, or I have $500,000, or I have $20,000, or I have $5,000. Now, how will I use that to enhance my business? So I'm going to be sharing a few more fun tips and tricks with this particular exercise that we've just finished doing. I have $500,000. How will I use that to pursue my dreams and my goals? It is 12:40 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We're going to go ahead, and we are going to go right into five skills that you need to pursue your dreams. Hopefully you guys have your pen and your notepad handy. Now, one of the reasons why I asked this particular question today and put it out there for discussion, you know, you have $500,000, what would you do to pursue your dreams and goal, is that oftentimes we get confused about what's priority and what it is that we need to do. But also I want you to recognize that sometimes it's real easy to talk about what it is that you want and to prioritize what it is that you want when you put a monetary value to it. But the bigger challenge is that what happens when you don't have the monies to do all of those things that you want to do if you had a particular amount? Well, it doesn't mean that you should cast it aside or just forget about it, because guess what? Here's what I want to let you know. In order for your business to grow, some changes have to be made, and you're not always going to have a lot of money to make those changes with. But does that mean that you should not make the changes or make some type of changes? Absolutely not. What it means is that you have got to figure out some workarounds, okay? You've got to figure out some workarounds. For example, if you can't hire a public relations manager, someone who's going to continuously manage your public relations, then perhaps you can join PR Web, which is way less expensive, but you can still take advantage of it. Perhaps you can learn how to write a good press release. Perhaps you can work with your local university or college and put a notice up for a student who is majoring in public relations or marketing to help you. Perhaps you can create an intern program and have some students to help you as well. There are workarounds for almost everything that we want to get accomplished with our business. I truly believe that we have to understand, okay, that money is important. Trust me, I am not demeaning money, because it is important to have to run and grow a successful business, but it's not everything, and that's what you need to realize. You need to understand that when the money is not there, you need to be able to understand how to leverage time, how to leverage people, and how to leverage opportunities, resources, and information. There are ways to get a lot of the things that you want without the cash dollars. You've just got to figure it out. Case in point, I was talking to a client a few weeks ago, and the client was sharing with me that she needed $100,000 to do what she needed to do for her business. And after I sat down with her and I showed her some creative financing and some other creative ways to work around that $100,000, we got it all the way down to her only needing in cash only about $10,000 or $15,000, because she realized that what she was going to do with a large portion of that cash was to pay it back out. to actually pay it back out to someone to lease copiers, someone to do graphics work. And so we came up with a lot of workarounds. So that's what you need to understand in reference to wanting a certain amount of cash, is that you don't always need a specific amount that you think you do. You may need thousands less, which is what this exercise was all about. If you are stuck between a rock and a hard stone to know how to grow your business or what you need to do for your business, just ask yourself, what if I had $50,000? What if I had $100,000 or $200,000 or even $500,000? What would I do? And then whatever you come up with from that exercise, you'll know that these are the things that you really want to get done, but you are fearful that because you don't have the money to do it, that you don't often even think about them. Well, it's those very things that you may not need as much cash as you think. There are ways to get and work around that again. So think about that. So in the skills you need to pursue your dreams, I've come up with five skills that I consider are top. They're not an all-inclusive list, but they're the five skills that I think are most important to pursue any dream or any goal. Here they go. Number one is elimination, the skill of eliminating, okay? What does that mean? Well, ladies, there are some things in your life and in your business that you're going to have to eliminate. There are some habits that you're going to have to eliminate. There are some fears that you're going to have to eliminate. So you need to develop a habit of learning how to quickly make a change and eliminate things that are of no use to you. They are hindering you. They are holding you back, and you need to eliminate them. I'm going to tell you now that I don't think it should take us years or decades to eliminate things that are of no value to us or that are holding us back from doing that which we want to do. And so if you develop the eliminating skill, this is going to help you in a lot of things in life to quickly get rid of stuff that's just not working, okay? Here's number two, prioritizing. You need to have a good prioritizing skill, okay? There are a lot of things as a businesswoman that we have to do on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis, but we really need to understand how to prioritize things in order to get down to the most important goals that need to be accomplished on a weekly basis. This is really pertaining to prioritization, and a lot of women aren't quite sure what's priority. So that is an actual skill, and it's something that you have to start reading about. The internet is just full of wonderful information showing you how to prioritize, how to really figure out what's more important over the other. Here's number three, implementation. Now, this is a skill that I am constantly learning has many levels, okay, of skills, sub-levels of skills involved with it. Implementation simply means to take action. It means to not just take slow action, but immediate and swift action, which is so very, very important, okay? So one of the things that you've really got to understand about implementation is that it's not just taking action, but it's how you take action. That's the big thing here. And so if you develop good implementing habits, then you're going to be able to take advantage of opportunities. You're going to be able to take advantage of taking action on your ideas and your dreams really quickly because you know how to implement things. Now, there are some tools that you're going to need in order to implement things properly. That would include your time management calendar. That would include your power team. Again, you still have to know people who can help you to make things happen. One of the things that I know is that when you can leverage off of other people's knowledge, their talent, their abilities, it helps you to move faster. And that's what's so very, very important. Here's number four in five skills you need to pursue your dreams and goals. Delegation. Now, this is a big one, and I'm going to go back again to that power team. Oftentimes, women feel that they are the lone ranger, that they have to do everything all on their own. I believe that this is part of our natural ability to nurture, to protect, to take care of. It's part of that natural instinct, that mothering instinct that we have. However, there's really not a big place for that always in business. Sometimes we have to grip whatever it is that we need, find a person who has the skill, who has the talent, who has the ability, and let that person help us, okay? Now, I've had a lot of people say, well, Trina, I would love to delegate a lot of things that I have to get done, but I just don't have the money. And, of course, as you know, this is one of the biggest excuses, and yes, I say excuses, one of the biggest excuses that I see come up a lot of times. Oftentimes, Trina, I don't have the money to delegate to a lot of different people. Well, ladies, we've got to start learning how to have workarounds, okay? Just a week ago, I talked with a young lady, and she is very, very good at graphics. And so she helped me. She designed some things that I needed. I was going to need to pay cash for them anyway. She designed some things that I needed. And in exchange, I gave her some coaching sessions, okay? Now, I can't do that for a lot of people because then I wouldn't have money, right? But I can do it as much as I possibly can to help people. And perhaps you can barter as well. There, again, are a lot of people out there with a lot of talent that can help you in many, many ways. You just have to figure it out. Just a few weeks ago also, someone actually offered me some space, some office space. They said they, you know, just bought this office building and they wanted to offer me some office space and to come in. And at the time I told them, you know what, I'm really enjoying working from home. But it was just the fact that there, I was amazed at the fact that something like that was available. But there are things like that available every single day. We just have to understand and know that if we put these mental blocks up that we can't have things because of money, we can't have things because we don't have the talent, we can't have things because, you know, all of these different reasons are in the way, we are not going to be able to pursue our dreams. We do need to be delegating. We do need to have the talent of delegating to others. And that's what's so very, very important. I want to quickly share another story with me also because I had a client who was saying that she really needed a virtual assistant, but she just didn't have the $35 an hour to pay an individual. And so we started brainstorming and we started talking, and come to find out, she has a 19-year-old daughter who is an expert in social media and loves working on the internet and the computer, and her daughter is out of college at 1 o'clock every single day, and she wasn't utilizing her at all, but yet she was working hard to pay her way through college. And I said, okay, this is a problem. We need to be able to learn how to use the talent of our children, because many of you might have kids that are in high school who, trust me, know how to use the computer far better than you do. And we need to be able to start making good use out of that. So here it was, her daughter was around her every day, all day, and had a lot of talent, but she wasn't making good use of her daughter's talent. And guess what? She talked with her daughter, and her daughter said, Mom, you should have asked me this a long time ago. I'd be happy to give a few hours to you every day. So, again, this is the kind of thing that we need to realize, that if we use money as an excuse too much, we're going to blind ourselves from really seeing what's really available out there. We're going to block our blessings. We're going to block our gifts. So let me go back over the first four in the five skills you need to pursue your dreams, your goals. Number one was elimination, the skill of elimination. You need to know how to quickly eliminate things, get them out of your life, get them out of your business if they're not doing you any good. Number two is prioritizing. That's a very important skill because you can be willing to work on a lot of things, but if they aren't prioritizing, you'll be busy just being busy, right? Number three, the skill of implementation. And remember, I told you there are many subcategories in implementing, but you need to really work on having that skill of implementation. Number four, the skill of delegation. Ah, ladies, this is so very, very important. Again, you've got to learn how to leverage the time, the talent, the abilities of others. There are people out there that can help you with whatever it is that you need, but if you're always thinking that you're the only one that has the answer or should come up with the answer and the solution, if you're the one out there thinking that I have to do this all alone, then you're never going to get what you want, ladies. You're not going to see your dreams come to pass quickly because you're stuck in an ego mode. You've got to get out of that. And last but not least, here's number five, drum roll, leadership. You must have good leadership skills. You see, all four of these skills leading up to number five, elimination, prioritizing, implementation, delegation, all of these skills leading up to leadership are a part of leadership. A good leader realizes that the best thing that they could do for their business is to learn how to eliminate, prioritize, implementate, and delegate. They know that they need to be able to make good use of their time and that they need to leverage the talent and the power of others to help them get that done. That is a good leader. You do not have to do everything by yourself, nor should you do everything by yourself. So I hope that this is making a lot of sense to you, and I'm hoping that you realize that there are some changes that you need to make now, ladies. Not tomorrow, but there are changes that you need to make today in order to start achieving and accomplishing your dreams and your goals. It is about 12:56 after the hour. Right after this musical intro, we'll be talking about today's affirmation. Ladies, you know, a lot of the times in life, we have a tendency to make excuses for ourselves. Either it's I don't have a lot of money, either it's I don't have the right people in my life, either it's I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the skills. But here's what I want you to know and I want you to understand. If you have just the desire, many things can be accomplished in your life. Again, if you have the desire, many things can be accomplished in your life. You see, success and daring to dream starts with the desire. And so if you do have that desire, it means that a lot of the other things that you might be lacking can fall into place. But it's going to require you, okay, it's going to require you to be willing to reach out your hand and ask for the help. It's going to require you to brainstorm. It's going to require you to take action, to take advantage of the opportunities that lie before you. It's going to require you to share it with the right type of people so that those things that you need can start falling into place. So the affirmation for you for this week is this: I will become a great leader. I will become a great leader. I will eliminate. I will delegate. I will prioritize. And I will implement all of the things necessary to accomplish my dreams and my goals. Well, we've come to the end almost, and there is an excerpt that I'd like to read to you from the book, Letting Go of Your Bananas. Of course, bananas refers to a process that a lot of trappers and hunters use in Africa to trap monkeys. They would put the banana in the glass jar, and then what they would do is the monkeys would put their hands in the glass jar trying to get the banana out, but because they laid the banana horizontally, the monkeys couldn't get it out. They would rather hold on to the banana and even after they had rotted, with their hands in the glass jar, which would slow them down, than to just take their hands out of the jar, okay? How many of us are doing that? How many of us are holding our hands in the jar with the banana, even though it's rotten, and won't take our hands out of the jar because we are unwilling to make a change? Well, here's what Dr. Daniel T. Druden says that we need to do. He says, letting go of your personal and professional bananas requires that you establish a clear set of priorities about what is important to you. Only when you are crystal clear about what you really want can you create a strategy that, when followed, will take you beyond any obstacles that lie in your path. Prioritizing your desires allows you to focus your energy on the things that are most important to you to attain, and it moves less important issues to the back burner. He says, until you are prepared to identify the things that matter most to you at the expense of those things that are not quite so important, you will remain stuck with a bunch of rotten and limiting bananas. Ladies, I don't want you to hold your hand in the jar and keep holding on to rotten bananas. I want you to be able to know how to let the bananas go. We've talked about the five skills necessary to pursue your dreams and your goals. I want you this week to write those five things down and just brainstorm with yourself about how you're going to improve on those skills, how you're going to make those skills become good habits that work for you. Okay, it's just been such a wonderful time. I want you to go ahead and mark your calendar for May 20th at 12 noon and get your dose of inspiration and motivation. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Ladies, have a productive and powerful week, and don't forget to schedule your power talk. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.